We have one caller who had a horrible experience with Apple, but yet remains unflagged.
Buzz crew, this is Julie from Valencia, and I'm so peeved. I waited out in line since 4 a.m. for my iPhone, and had to get a babysitter to feed the kids breakfast and everything. Walked out of the store at 10 with my beautiful white 16-gig iPhone that was sealed in a box, and they told me it would work.
Oops.
It never worked, not until after 3 hours on phone with tech support from Apple to AT&T to Apple to AT&T, and basically they neglected to activate my SIM card. All it took was a few keystrokes on the phone in 2 seconds, and it was working. More than 12 hours after I walked out of the store. Needless to say,
you must hate
my first adapters, boy, were we punished.
Sucks.
That sucks.
But I love the new phone. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. The GPS functionality rocks. Keep it up. Bye.
You had me at GPS.
Like, what does it take, Julie?
That's where Apple is hoping you will end up.
Do they have to come to your house and punch you right in the face and to kill your baby?
Oh, my God.
And then maybe you would be like, no, well, okay, maybe they could come and, like, take away the babysitter so that your baby was just, like, alone. And I mean, really? Come on.
But it's so cool.
It's just so
it
awesome.
Erases all that negativity.
It just doesn't matter.
It makes it all better.
The
Apple iPhone is the Kool-Aid.
My husband bought an iPod Touch yesterday because for testing purposes, and
you say that as if it needed some sort of apology.
It's
okay to own
an
iPod Touch.
No, it's true. But anyway,
he
bought
one. It's at my desk right now. I kind of feel like it's mine right now.
Oh, yeah. don't get used to it. No, anyway. Two things about that. We are apparently super naive and just didn't pay attention to anything that was happening because we got back from vacation yesterday. And then he was like, hey, do you want to go to the Apple store? Because I need to pick up an iPod Touch for work. And I was like, sure, yeah. And then we were on the way and I was like, dude, I think I'm going to buy an iPhone. I'm doing it. Why not? So we get to the store and he's like, oh, they're sold out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, they're not. And I'm sure that huge crowd right there has nothing to do with the what the. Okay. There's like a 4 hour line still.
Still. I know.
Outside
yesterday,
the Apple store.
Because I've been calling to the Apple store. Is like, you still got phones? Is there a big line? And they're like, yep, still got phones. And yes, there's a huge line.
Insane.
Wow.
Because of, and that, I don't entirely blame Apple for that. That's the insanity of exclusivity. Like the fact that they are complicit in preventing you from the perfectly legal activity of unlocking phones, which is legal.
Although, really, I mean, is this really changing? Is this?
Is it? There's a million different ways that you could get around this if you really wanted to. I mean, the cost of buying.
Is it worth it? I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. How is it worth it?
And especially because with the 3G phone, it's actually harder to use on another network than the Edge phone.
Yeah.
Which had fewer restrictions. The 3G phone doesn't work on T-Mobile USA.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Anyway.
So that's all ludicrous, right? It's ludicrous that you can't just buy the stupid thing and go home and activate it, which would cut the lines to, I would assume, nothing, because all you do is pay instead of standing there for the insane activation. The other thing that's ludicrous is that next to the iPhone line is a whole other line of people who, I don't know, want to drop $8,000 on a tricked out Mac Pro and can't get in the damn store to do it.
So, okay.
Like, they are potentially, I mean, they, and in order to get, so we walk up and we're like, well, we just want to buy an iPod Touch. Like, what do we do? And they were like, you can wait in this line. It's about an hour, or you can go to Best Buy. Apple directed us to Best Buy.
Yeah.
So that we could basically give them less money for an iPod Touch because we bought
checkers,
it at Best Buy. That
their
they
checkers
had
are swamped with the activation process.
It's hilarious.
So they only have a certain amount of checkers available for the people who don't want iPhones. What is? But here's
but
the
how
thing.
Do they even know?
Well, here's what's even more amazing. Think about it, Molly. There are still enough people willing to stand around and wait to buy a not iPhone at the Apple Store.
I know. 4 days
to
later.
Cause a 45-minute to an hour
phenomenal.
That's impressive.
Like, you're really going to stand there and be like, oh, I just really want my iMac.
Because frankly,
so I guess I'll wait.
If
like,
I'm
what
Apple,
kind of sheep are you?
I assume that people aren't going to wait around for a not iPhone, and I don't allocate a whole lot of checkers to that. That makes sense to me. And then you get you have to start a second
There's
line.
Still, and that, at least, you could go home and order online.
Yep.
Whereas you can't, inexplicably, you cannot get an iPhone online. Why can you not buy the iPhone online?
Because then you would have to activate it at home.
No, you could still get it. And I mean, it would be insane, but you could still get it in the mail and then take it to the store.
Well, you don't want to buy an iPhone at home.
What would be the difference between just letting you buy it? Yeah, I mean.
But then they have the thing where if you don't pay, if you don't activate it within a certain amount of time. I mean, they have that insurance built in that if you don't activate it for a certain amount of time.
Can't you order that one online?
I can't even believe it.
Maybe they're just the supply chain thing then.
I just can't even believe I had 2 seconds of thinking that I was going to buy it with that ludicrousness. I just was like, how many people? I mean, what if you're really like, is it worth?